Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so we're here in the studio with Simon Hooper, a.k.a. Father of Daughters, a.k.a. FOD, from episode 5. And we're having a bit of a chinwag about good old NCT classes. We'll also be hearing from Bad Dad, who has a few things to say on the matter, actually.
Yeah, so Jamie, you've actually now, I think we talked about this a bit before, but you've now signed up for your NCT classes.
Yeah, I am, and it's happening next week, next weekend.
Yeah. And how are you feeling about it?
I'm kind of up for it because it's something that we've always planned to do. It was more expensive than I thought it was going to be. I genuinely thought they were free, and then found out they're really not. The only thing is, I'm missing another football match for it, which has kind of annoyed me a little bit. Because it was booked without me knowing what date it was.
Right,
and Nat had told me the date, because I'm a season ticket holder, and right. I've already missed a few games, and I'm missing another game, and which is fine. I'm kind of like, whatever, do you know what I mean? We're not having a good season anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
But you will learn you're going to make a lot of sacrifices over the next couple of years, so you'll be fine.
I do get that. But it'll be fine. It's a weekend one, so it's like you get it out of the way a little bit.
So it's like on, what is it, the whole
Saturday
weekend?
And Sunday, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
intensive NCT.
Well, actually, I mean, Bad Dad popped in last week, and we had a little chat about NCTs, and he had some very out there views on it, as I'm sure you can imagine. So let's have a little listen to Bad Dad's thoughts on NCT.
I am your father.
Look, I think overall the concept of NCT is great. I think it's fantastic that people get together and talk about the initial aspects of raising a child, but you know, don't beat around the bush. It's quite basic stuff. The main point of NCT is for mothers to get together, so they've got a common group of people who, when the baby's born, they can hang out and they can, you know, unleash the dirty truths of parenting. Like, a lot of mothers go in thinking that they're going to really enjoy the initial period of having a baby, but the truth is it's a total nightmare. And for them, NCT class introduces them to people locally who they can vent collectively. And that's great. Over coffee, maybe over wine, if they're that way inclined. But they can, yeah, they can vent. The problem is you. And for guys, like, NCT is a nonsense.
Why is it a nonsense?
Well, because you're kind of forced to integrate with this new set of dads. And one thing you will learn as a new father is that when you've got a baby, you don't have as much time for your friends. So why would you want to be forced to hang out with all these new guys as well? I mean, it might be fine for some people who don't have the same social capabilities as yourself, but for the vast majority of people like me, it was a pain in the ass.
Didn't you have a thing with a guy who pretended he was into football?
Yeah, it drove me mad. It was it was during Euro 2012, and he thought Harry Redknapp was the England manager. Which
he can't actually have thought that, though.
He did. And he also questioned why Shevchenko was playing for Ukraine when he was a Chelsea player.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can understand my disdain towards guys you meet on an NCT. Look, the truth, in society, in your life, you will meet people, your friends become people who you've got common interests with, whether that's music, football, wrestling. Like, there's loads of different ways that you will form friends. But with NCT, the only thing you've got in common is the fact that you've impregnated your wife at a similar period of time and you live in the same area and you might have the same issues. But that doesn't matter. What matters is you're forced to hang out with people who are not at the same wavelength as yourself. And that's a problem. Like, I don't have a problem with guys who don't like football. That's totally fine. I have a problem with guys who pretend to like football. And my NCT group was full of that. And yeah, it was annoying.
So what did you do to stop seeing these people?
I just refused to see them. It's quite simple. My wife would put a bit of pressure on the fact that, you know, well, I see them, so maybe you should see the guys. But no, I didn't want to do that, so I didn't. I did have an awkward situation where I bumped into one on the tube and we did the whole, yeah, we should totally hang out, we should like go for coffee, but yeah, I just didn't call him again, which is why I suggest to you. So go along, learn how to change a nappy, list the things that a baby might cry about. You know, a baby might cry because they're hungry, maybe they're cold. You know, those are important things for you to learn on your NCT class, but just don't feel any pressure to hang out with people from NCT.
Okay, noted.
Because also, if you think about it, if they are clinging on to the fact that they should hang out with you, that tells you so much about their social capabilities as well. So yeah, NCT, great for women, crap for blokes.
No, that is quite funny, actually. Obviously, Bad Dad's not a fan of NCT.
Or the people that attend them.
Yeah.
What do you think, Simon? Did you do NCTs?
So I did do NCT.
Mm.
It was a 2-day course. One of the dads had got blitzed on the Saturday night.
Okay.
And he turned up on Sunday and basically slept in the corner of this hall while his wife was breastfeeding a baby dummy.
Yeah.
And I could smell him from the other side of the room. Don't be that guy.
So it wasn't acceptable to do that, is what you're saying?
I mean, no.
It didn't go. I mean, that is really bad. You'd rather they just didn't come in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, surely your wife would just say, you know what, this isn't, no, it's going to give us a bad rep. But she was obviously like just pulling it by the ear. You will do this.
Yeah. It's funny, like, actually, there is like a sort of weird social pressure involved. Because I remember, like, I couldn't make the first class that we had because I was on a work trip.
So not at the football?
I was not at the football. I was at a work trip. And
did you buy a gift?
Some chocolate from the airport. But yeah, like Alice said to me that they, like the tutor said, the NCT teacher or whatever, had like said, like, so is your partner not coming or something? She knew in advance that, like, obviously she wouldn't have said that if it was like a single mum or something.
Yeah.
But like she knew that, and she was like, is he ever going to come type thing? And it was a bit like, she told me about it. I was like, I want to be there. Like, yeah. And so then I kind of felt all sheepish when I turned up for the second one. I was being judged, but everyone was going to think that
you
I
will
was
have some... been. Definitely, you will have been judged.
And I don't want to put anyone off it, but I think it's an opportunity to meet people who are in a similar situation as you.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing. But my experience was that I was a 25-year-old guy who was meeting 38-year-old men.
Mm. Some people would love that situation.
Yeah.
Completely different context, obviously.
I mean, I'm not one of those guys. I mean, the thing was, as I said before, I'm married to a midwife, so I knew a lot of the kind of basics around how childbirth works and what I'm supposed to do and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of it kind of felt a little bit redundant.
I'm surprised Clemmie was up for it.
I think she was just interested to meet people as well.
Right.
And actually what it reaffirmed to her is it's actually quite preachy and tells you what you must do and almost makes you feel bad if you're not able to do it.
Right.
Child rearing isn't that easy, and it's not as straight down the line as NCT might make it sound. There are lots of different versions and a unique rhythm to every family, and everyone finds a different way of doing things. And that I think NCT can make you feel like you're failing a little bit sometimes if you're not doing it exactly the way that they say. And like, sleep is a big deal. They tell you, they should be sleeping by this many months, and you know, you should be getting through into this routine. And it doesn't work necessarily like putting a piece in a jigsaw puzzle and then it's complete. It doesn't work like that. and I think the support mechanism afterwards isn't necessarily there. So there are alternatives out there to NCT that I would maybe recommend as well, that people can look up. So go to Google and look at NCT alternatives in your local area and just weigh up the options. I think as first-time parents, it's one of those things that most people do, and it's a way of meeting people that are in a similar situation to you. I don't think it's the be-all and end-all of parenting, but it gives you a start.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.